According to a new report from the FAA, a failure to communicate has sometimes led to fatal crashes. Called the Commercial Airplane Certification Process Study, it states that the FAA, as well as airlines and aircraft manufacturers, have neglected to share crucial safety information, and that there's no oversight nor coordination between many independent programs. John Hickey is the FAA's Director of Aircraft Certification Service. He joins us by cell phone. Thank you for taking the time, Mr. Hickey.
Pleasure to be here.
What exactly does this study mean? Does this mean that mechanics don't know what the designers know about an airplane?
No, that's really not the way I would characterize it. The existing system we have today, which is really in a lot of ways, if you look at it as a three-legged stool of safety between the design, the operation, and maintenance. And there's a lot of existing processes that exist between those three legs of the stool. What this report speaks to is improvements that can be made and need to be made if the aviation authorities and the industry can go to the next level of safety beyond the already safe level we have.
Give us an example, briefly, of an accident that might have come as a result of some of the results you found in this study where there's been a lack of communication between design, operation, and maintenance. The three legs were not there.
Well, I mean, I think Alaska is an example. The Alaska 261 accident is an example of a jack screw system that was designed and tested and approved in the design side of the house and approved by the FAA, of course. But in the operations and maintenance side of the house, there were perhaps some breakdowns, as the NTSB has pointed out, in communication between both the industry, the airlines, and the manufacturers in coordinating and communicating the severity of, for example, mixing grease types that might go on a jack screw system. That's an example where better communication might have prevented the situation on Alaska where two greases were mixed together.
So what happens now? What do you do with the results of this study to improve safety?
This study made a series of findings, 15 findings and two observations. We have put together what we call a response team that's looking right now at numerous things, first of all, that are going on today that actually speak to a number of the findings. But they're going to be looking very hard at what needs to be improved, and they're going to be making very strong recommendations to the FAA, the airlines, and the manufacturers.
What would be a concrete recommendation that you would make based on the results of this study?
One concrete recommendation I would make is I think we need a better service information system, service difficulty information system. I'm a true believer that the very next accident somewhere down the line has a precursor that exists in some service difficulty. Unfortunately, our databases aren't strong enough to give us the right kind of information to be able to identify it ahead of time.
What's an example of a precursor? I mean, what exactly are you looking at that meeting?
Oh, I mean, a precursor could be anywhere from a crack on a fuselage structure to any one of the hundreds, if not thousands, of systems on airplanes that commonly break down, which, again, in of themselves, they're not serious things. But in a statistical way, they set up a possible correlation that might be able to be read if we had better data that might lead us to think that an accident might be in the future, and then we could take an intervention to prevent that.
John Hickey, thanks a lot for taking the time.
Great. Thank you.
John Hickey is the FAA's Director of Aircraft Certification Service.